Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, coming your way again with a true prophetic message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, with true Holy Ghost revelations that concur with Bible prophecy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's instruction in this blessed old book that I hold in my hand as I prepare this broadcast, our Holy Bible, and it will direct our paths into happiness, health, and heaven, and it sounds as if it were written but yesterday for today's present distresses and problems. And if you don't have one, be sure to get you a good copy of the Word of God. And I pray today that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent by Holy Ghost anointing. I continue the message today entitled, A Matter of God's Love. And I've used a lot of scriptures from your Holy Bible, but today I want to begin in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. This is the way that you see it. You visualize it. It's made manifest, obvious to the eyes, the five senses of mine. Hereby, this is the way you perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That's one thing this radio broadcast, this ministry emphasizes, is the objects of our love, God, our neighbor, our brother, and the Word of God, the things that are true and honest. All right, most preachers and most ministers emphasize what God wants to do for us. I like to emphasize what we respond in doing the things that please God, because he already loves us. You need to worry about God's love. And the Bible tells us plainly in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. So you don't have to worry about God's love. It's our love that makes the difference. Now also in 1 John 4 and verse 20, here's another way you tell if you have the love of God in you. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Now these are two great scriptures here that verify, or it verifies the love of God in us, or it lets us know that we do not have the love of God in us. First, he tells us here we perceive the love of God because Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if we have, this is the fourth chapter of 1 John, verse 17, we have this world's good. In other words, we have material possessions, and we have a brother in the Lord that has a need, and we close up our bowels of compassion from him and won't help him. He says, how dwelleth the love of God in you? And then he makes this statement in 1 John 4:18. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. In other words, don't talk about your love. Show it. You know, one of the great illustrations we have of the love of God, and You can't find it anywhere else in the Bible better manifested and revealed to us than in the first 15 chapters of the book of Acts of the Apostles. And that is a record of the early church of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy to discern that that early church of Jesus Christ was nothing like this end-time church of Jesus Christ that's lukewarm and spewed out of the mouth of its Lord, Jesus Christ. That early church possessed a divine love, a divine faith, a divine unity, a divine power. It had the fear of God and holiness like we have never seen manifested in the church here in this end-time generation. It's full of selfish people, people that talk about love, but they don't show it. And Jesus has told us plainly, and that early church lived up to Christ's command. And that was found in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke from the words of our blessed Lord, who is the head of the church. Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." That is the reason that Christ is so emphatic in the apostles in writing about the fact that we are stewards of God, stewards of the physical possessions, the material things we have. We're only stewards. It belongs to God. The Bible tells us plainly that all the gold and silver is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord says he owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And one person ad-libbed that and said he owns all the taters under the hill. Sure he does. Everything we have belongs to God. And then we want to sit around and we want to bank money and be old Scrooges and be money watchers instead of watching for some good cause to invest the money that God has put in our possession in as a good, faithful steward. Well, you know the reason the Lord commands us to give is to lay up treasure in heaven, because where our treasure is where your heart is. If you give it and lay up treasure in heaven, you put it into God's work, then you have a treasure in heaven that will meet your needs one of these days when you need to call upon God in this arising tribulation, the famines, the terrorism, the epidemics, the natural disasters that God's going to send on this generation, including the Church of Jesus Christ, to discipline it back, to chasten it back to its former love, its former unity, its former holiness, its former power, and all those divine gifts and the condition of that early church as recorded in Acts, the book of Acts in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen, chapters 1 through 15 tells us a different story than what we see in the church today. Now, here's the characterization of that early church of Jesus Christ. It's found in a couple of places. We begin in the 4th chapter of Acts, verse 32. "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul." Does that sound like our church today? No, it doesn't. We're so divided, it's pathetic. "Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common." See, they shared. They wasn't stingy. Old Scrooges, the church today is full of Scrooges. "And with great power," here was the results, "with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all." See, God just don't love us. God puts his love in our hearts that we can return that love to him, to our neighbor, to our brother in the church, and we can manifest that love that it will be widely seen by the people of this world that we are the people of God. Didn't Jesus say in John 13, 34 and 35, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if ye have love one to another"? Yes, he did. All right, going on in Acts the 4th chapter, verse 34. "Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according to his need." Now, I want to show you something here, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't just the disciples or church members. The preachers got in the act. And Joseph, who is by the apostles' name Barnabas, which is being interpreted to the son of consolation, a Levite, and he wasn't even of the nation of Israel. He was out of Cyprus. He had land, he sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Hey, this was an apostle, and he had some land, and he went and sold it, and came, laid the money at the apostle Peter and James and John's feet, that the needs of the early church members would all be met adequately. Well, these people had something that we don't have today, ladies and gentlemen. That's a divine unity. A divine unity. And God teaches that we should have divine unity. Now, in the fifth chapter, it shows what happened here because of that great love they had after Ananias and Sapphira were stricken dead because they held back the price of some land they sold when they pledged to give it in this great offering they took for the necessity of the saints in the early church. They dropped dead. In verse 11 in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, said great fear came on the church and as many as heard those things. And then by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. What a church. Listen here how it was manifested, that love. They brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And also the multitude out of cities around about Jerusalem, they brought sick folks and those vexed with unclean spirits. And listen at the results. They were healed, everyone. I'll tell you something. No wonder the great apostle Paul says in 1 John 6:19, that circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And we need to realize that it is the love of God. I beg your pardon, that verse is in 1 Corinthians 6. And circumcision worketh nothing, but faith which worketh by love. See, faith works by love. That's the reason today we got so many sick folks and folks that's in need in every kind of way, with stress and strain and bad nerves and bad stomachs and bad hearts and everything else. Lord God, help us to get back. And before Jesus returns, ladies and gentlemen, Christ is going to restore the church, His church of Jesus Christ, yeah, back to its first love, its first unity, its power, its faith, its holiness, and to the fear of God like we must possess. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for the love of God, and it's your love that's going to send back two great prophets of restoration to turn your people back to your divine love and unity and holiness and fear and faith. I pray in Jesus' name.